Scott Shanley, Mailbag, Big Five, my game prediction, pain, all before the end of the program today. But let's quick grab Dave on the Hardee's Hotline before we get you up to speed with some of these Chip Kelly rumors. What's up, Dave? Go ahead.
Hey, first of all, go Jays, you know. That was a great tournament down in KC, and they let it go, you know.
Yeah.
They beat a very, very good UCLA team, you know, with a huge, huge fan base down there. But I think you're being a little too nonchalant by it. It was just a loss because they had bad shooting. They should have won that game last night, you know. That second half, I thought, you know, just as you said, they just needed to make a couple baskets. In games like they were shooting last night, they're going to lose a lot. But last night, they should have won. You know, they're still having trouble all these years bringing a ball in like they did the first half. All these dumb little mistakes they do. If you're going to be a good team, if you want this team to finally be in the Sweet 16, you have to beat a team like that when they got them down on the rope.
Yeah.
They have a terrible non-conference home schedule, you know, before the league play. And there was all their fans there going to have a resume of beating a top 25 team, and they let them go. And they should never have, even with that bad of shooting, they should never have lost that game last night. He should have done something. He should have made some changes.
What were his changes? Lamb to me.
Put somebody in just for a minute or two. They got a five-star recruit, Mitch, you know, killing it, you know. Even put him in for offense. Do something different. Throw a press. Do something. Just don't sit there with a deer in the headlight look for 6 minutes. You know, I'm a Mac fan. Glad he's here, but they absolutely let that game go yesterday. And it's just a couple possessions, you know. Very frustrating. And I'm not the attitude, you know, oh, they played great. And they're really a good team. But them are the teams to keep going on. Keep the resume up. Keep getting better. Learn how to win. They would have learned just as much after that game by winning. But I think they needed some help from the head on the bench. That's my two cents worth it. I mean, I'm real proud of this team, but they let one go last night.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see how I ever said anything different, Dave. Creighton should have won that game, but I think ultimately, I mean, this is my problem of like, I don't like to judge things on the end result. From the standpoint of how they arrived at that point, if Creighton would have went 10 for 30 from three, no one would be saying a damn thing about Greg McDermott and what he did on the sidelines yesterday. So it's kind of like, either Greg McDermott was doing the right things or he wasn't. I mean, Creighton's best shooters got wide open looks and they just missed shots. I mean, and again, I'm not sitting here trying to say I'm letting him off the hook for losing that game. They should have won that game. I mean, the ride home was, I was beyond frustrated at the fact that they lost that game. I mean, they were in control, and if they would have just made a few shots, they should have won that game. But I also think, you know, you just got to be able to see the big picture, and I'm not ready to freak out or crush Mac for anything that he did last night. Yeah, I just don't know what necessarily. I mean, I always laugh. It's like throw a press at him. Well, they're not a pressing team. You know, I mean, you also got to be able to do things that you work on every day. Let's grab Damian real quick. What's up, D?
Hey, what's happening, Nick, man?
What's going on?
Now, I missed most of the first half watching the state football game last night.
Yep.
So by the time I turned to it, it was just before halftime, and I got to watch from the half one. My question is, was the dribble penetration?
Yep.
I know we live and die by the three, but when it's not hitting, it seems as if they don't even. I understand they threw it into the paint to
Crumple and Herrera a little bit.
Herrera. What's his name? Bobby. I can't think of his name. Used to be the point guard. He used to play point, but he's playing like forward now.
Ronnie Harrell. Yeah.
Now he missed a couple of those right in the paint. But what happened to this driving in? And they were reaching so much you would get fouled every time you drive.
It's harder. I mean, yeah, there's no doubt, Damian, they should have.
How many times do they just settle on a three instead of forcing the issue?
Well, I think there's no doubt they should have tried to be able to hit those seams a little more and get in the paint, but that's kind of it's hard to dribble penetrate a zone. It just is.
That's
know what I mean?
That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah, it's just.
It didn't look that hard last night, But that's why, that's why I wanted to ask.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah. There's no doubt. Again, I appreciate the phone call, D. Like, the Creighton needed. I thought their offense against the zone was much better in the first half than it was in the second half. The problem was, did you guys notice once the in the first half when they get the ball into Harrell, the defense would collapse, and Harrell made a lot of good kickouts and drop passes to different guys for easy shots. But in the second half, you could tell Coach Drew said, when the ball goes into Harrell, everybody stay attached to their guy, and let's force Ronnie Harrell to make a shot. So you see Ronnie would turn and face, and there'd be no one in front of him, and unfortunately Ronnie just missed a few chippies. And that's just kind of how it goes. That's kind of how it goes. All right, let me shift gears real quick. So the Chip Kelly rumors are flying off the shelves right now. I want to start with last night. ESPN's Mark Schlabaugh reported that Chip Kelly met with UCLA on Tuesday, and that he is expected to decide between Florida and UCLA in the next couple of days, and he's not expected to consider any other college openings. And then George Schroeder, the USA Today, this is interesting. They're reporting that Chip Kelly turned down an offer from Tennessee, according to his source, and that according to George Schroeder's source, that Kelly is also believed to have turned away interest from Nebraska. So you read into that to what you may. I think clearly you listen to some of the things that Bill Moose said in terms of the style of offense that he likes and all those kinds of things. Chip Kelly kind of checked a lot of those boxes, and although all the eggs are in the Scott Frost basket, that doesn't necessarily mean that you'd be doing yourself a disservice to not necessarily at least put out feelers to other candidates. You know, and we've been talking about how behind the scenes, Bill Moose has been, you know, reaching out to Scott Frost. Well, he's also had to been kind of putting out feelers to other people. You can't get caught with your pants down at the end of the season if Scott Frost turns you down and you haven't put any work into trying to talk to anyone else. But it is interesting. It is interesting to see that, at least according to George Schroeder, that Chip Kelly turned away interest from Nebraska. So there you go. But it sounds like it's either going to be UCLA or Florida. I think Florida's the better job. UCLA seems to fit Chip Kelly to me better. You know, West Coast, he knows the Pac-12, more of a laid-back fan base and vibe around the UCLA program than the South and the SEC and the Florida program. I think, you know, Chip's got a unique personality, and I think he would fit UCLA better, but there's no doubt that Florida's the better job. It's amazing. And then also there was a report last night that Texas A&M is expected to let Kevin Sumlin go after their game this weekend. So I'm just saying, man, there's a bunch of Tennessee's open. Texas A&M's going to come open. UCLA's open. Florida's open. Nebraska's going to open. There's a chance Arkansas is open. I mean, you're talking about up to six, maybe even seven jobs that are open. And there's going to be some disappointed fan bases with what coach they end up with. Because right now it kind of feels like everybody either – it feels like there's three guys, doesn't it? It feels like everybody has their eyes on Chip Kelly, Scott Frost, and Dan Mullen. That feels like like everybody – on everybody's short list, it's those three guys in some order. And so, you know, you just do the math. It's kind of like musical chairs here. Somebody's going to get caught without a coach that is in their first couple of choices. And that's where it'll be real interesting what happens in the next 2 weeks, as if, you know, if Chip Kelly chooses UCLA, that might shift the gears towards Florida being all in on trying to court Scott Frost, which gets even tougher. But that's kind of the latest regarding some of these coaching rumors. Feels like the Chip Kelly stuff is ramping up. I have a feeling he's going to... I honestly feel like I lean UCLA right now. A part of me feels like, you know, there was always a chance that Mora was going to get let go at UCLA, but the timing of it's interesting. That my guess is UCLA put out a feeler to Chip Kelly's people and said, if we were to happen to let our coach go, how interested would Chip be in our job? And I bet the answer to that question was very. And so they acted accordingly. Honestly, right now, I'd kind of lean towards Chip going to Chip Kelly going to UCLA. That's where that would be if I had to crystal ball this thing. That would be that'd be kind of how I see it. So I'm just, man, there's gonna be a couple of schools that are gonna be left going, whoa, who are we gonna get? All right, let's take a break. I mean, I got so much to get to today. So much. Got the mailbag coming up in a half hour. Get your questions for me to Corey at 1620thezone.com. Best email question is going to win lunch to Smitty's Garage. Get your burger game right there. But coming up next, he's a Super Bowl champ, former black shirt. Scott Shanley joins us next. That's all right.